Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
All right. Welcome, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. We got a little glitch in our computer here. I didn't hear the opening music. I hope everybody is out there and able to hear me. We will do our usual today, and love to talk to you. You can jump on board here. Give me a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we will be with you 3 hours. Those of you who are listening on stations that don't carry all 3 hours can listen to us. The live stream is on dirtdoctor.com. You can hear it all right there. A podcast for you later on. You can hear past shows that we've done. Those podcasts are also on dirtdoctor.com. And the final way to hear the show is to listen to the app. It's available for you 24/7. It's the Dirt Doctor app. Now, I hope everybody's enjoying the weather. We've got pretty nice weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's a little muggy. We may have some rain later on. Wherever you are listening here, I hope it's a beautiful, decent day for you, at least decent. If it's rough, enjoy hanging around inside and maybe visiting with us some today. I know everybody's busy, especially on a day like today, a special celebration day, but if you have time to join us, please do give me a call. My tea is pretty good. I drank a little bit. I always have a little bit of coffee left in my tea when I transition over to in my cup when I transition over to the tea. And it's kind of an interesting taste to have a little bit of coffee taste with the mixture that I make. But it's probably better by itself. What it is OSHA, a herb I've grown to like a lot. O-S-H-A, OSHA. OSHA roots, also called bear root, B-E-A-R, bear root. It's a little bit harder to find than some of the other things, but it's good. Monterey Spice Company is where I found mine. I had a little bit of a hard time finding it myself when it was recommended to me. Landscape contractor buddy of mine, Brian Griffith in the Arlington area is who told me about it, and it was a great suggestion. OSHA. Also have ginger, fresh ginger. I put about a heaping tablespoon worth of sliced up fresh ginger in, and about five chili piquins, the roasted chili piquins, and some honey, and it's a good tea. Give it a shot if you haven't already given it a try. Had a really interesting question. I got a couple of things to talk about. We've got a little update information we need to get into on trees related to the past freeze damage we had in February. There's some real head-scratching, curious recommendations going on right now, and we need to talk about the pros and cons of that a little bit, which we will do. The first thing, I got a question this morning. A couple of things. One is soil detox. Somebody had some toxic chemicals applied next door, and unfortunately the property was higher than the listener's property, and the contamination came from the neighbor. And so my advice, as usual, was to give the detox, soil detox information, which I did. And then they ask a really good question, and that is, how do you know, after doing all the things that I recommend, which is basically to use some kind of finely ground humate in water or with Garrett juice and put it out. In fact, the commercial versions of Garrett juice are a real easy way to make that first step, because the commercial versions of Garrett juice, the Garrett Juice Plus, and the Garrett Juice Pro, instead of compost tea, they have as that base ingredient a fine-textured humate that goes into solution really well in the product. And that functions in the way that I'm talking about, to help tie up toxins right in the beginning. It doesn't matter what the toxins are, ranging from heavy metals to toxic chemical insecticides and herbicides and things like that that we don't recommend. And if you're buying a new place and you don't know what's been used in the past, I'd highly recommend doing the detox program. Where do you find it? Well, it's in the library on DirtDoctor.com, and you can go to the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, click on Guides. Guides is all in capital letters on the homepage, and it takes you to all of the recipes and the basic programs that I recommend, including the soil detox program. You can also just type it into the search window, and it'll take you to the library where it is there. So it's to use a liquid humate product for first. Garrett juice or activated charcoal can even be better if you can find one and get it. There's some great ones on the market. One's called Norit, N-O-R-I-T. But it's hard to buy. It's an industrial product. It's used in manufacturing. It's used on a large scale, and the people, it's been frustrating. I've tried to talk to them in the past, and they've never been interested in putting it into any small enough containers for it to be practical for a homeowner to buy. But if you can buy it, it's great. It's the finest textured activated charcoal that exists out there. And it was a tip from one of my listeners years ago, and it works better than anything. But the second best thing you can do is just get the finest textured humate that you possibly can, that can be put in water and put out in a liquid way. And like I said, that basically is what's in the commercial Garrett juices. And then the rest of the detox program is the same thing as the basic organic program, or the beefed up version, which is the sick tree treatment, with a couple of additions. And one of the additions is 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, or per gallon of the charcoal or carbon spray or the Garrett juice spray. In the beginning, it actually helps stimulate biological activity. The orange oil does it, 1 to 2 ounces per gallon of water. If you go over that, you start doing damage to biological activity, and so you don't want to do that, and it would waste money anyway. And that's basically the program. You can read it in detail, like I said, on the website. So check that out. But the question that came along with it was, how do you know it's really detoxed it? Well, if you do all that stuff, you can pretty much rest assured that it has not eliminated it, but it's tied up the toxins in the soil from being bioavailable to the plant. So you got a good comfort level there. If you do the program like we recommended, that you have set up a situation where it's safe to get going with growing all the plants, including food crops and everything else that you want to grow. There are some labs in the country that can tell you whether the toxins are there or not. But here's the problem. One is finding them. There's not very many. There's one in Oregon, and I can't remember the name. Maybe somebody will remind me, and I'll try to look it up during the show and put it out there for you as well. Some of the other soil testing companies around the country, if you call them and ask them, they can give you the names of those companies that do the toxin testing. But they're very expensive, and also they get more expensive if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know what the toxins were that were used. If you just have to say, look, I think that there are a bunch of toxic stuff products used on my property. Can we test for it? And they have to just do a broad spectrum testing. It's very, very expensive. Even if you have to test for glyphosate or 2,4-D or something specific, you know, which if you think it's been used a whole lot, it might not be a bad idea to do it. And a lot of times when the people are listening to the wrong radio stations and reading the wrong books, they're still using those kind of toxic materials. Some of the synthetic fertilizers have toxic materials in the fillers in the products. It's one of the many reasons that we don't recommend high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. But anyway, the best thing to do is just trust that the detox program has worked. Look into it if you want to, but be ready for the fact that it's going to be hard to find labs that do that, and they're expensive. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We've got a couple of people that jumped in here early, so I'm going to help a couple of folks, and then I'll go back to my doings. First up this morning is Gail, and try to help out with Gail in Dallas. Hi, Gail.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. Listen, I've got been organic for decades and decades, and on our property we've got like 30-plus post oaks, and I've got the largest one that we have that I hate to lose, but it's got a lot of issues. It's been hit by lightning at least twice, and it sloughed off about a quarter to a third of it and had a large kind of caved area there on it. But that was the last time was 10 years ago, and it's been beautiful every year. It was beautiful last year. Well, I think our extreme weather we had in February has really – I've got three of them that have taken some hits.
Yeah.
That one in particular is just putting out very, very minimal sporadic leafing. But what I just found out is – it has a pocket, a little, almost a bucket area where water is standing in the center of the tree. Is there anything I can do to try to extend its life? I haven't done the sick tree treatment this year, but I didn't know if somebody said put cement in there to dry the water out. I don't know.
Cement?
Yeah,
like
somebody said that. Yeah,
I've never heard of that. Well, first
of
all, don't worry about the pocket that's holding water. Trees have this incredible ability to form protective barriers that keep pathogens, rot, from continuing to move into healthy tissue and keep water, in your case, from being a problem. You cause a much bigger problem and a whole new problem when you try to drill a hole and put a drain pipe in, which some arborists try to do. You really, violate the protective barriers badly that way. So the best thing to do there is just leave it and don't worry
about
it. Now, the other thing
is
you
sick tree treatment?
You answered your own question right. The sick tree treatment is the solution and will help the tree from the trauma it had from the lightning and from, the freeze and other related things. So get the flare uncovered. Do it yourself or hire an arborist to do it. And right now I was just talking to somebody by email. The arborists, especially the ones that are good, are really behind right now. They're snowed under. the landscape contractors are as well. But go ahead and get on somebody's list and get that done, or do it yourself. I show how to do it yourself on dirtdoctor.com on a tree in our front yard at the office, the Lacey Oak. And although it's not there yet, I'm getting a little frustrated about the timing of the thing. Our online course showing how to do the sick tree treatment on one of my own trees at home will be available sometime soon. But you can, if you want to do it yourself, you can start removing the soil from the base of the tree with hand tools, hard tools, and loosen the soil and then blow the soil away from the base or sweep it away with brooms. Just do it very, very slowly and carefully so you don't injure the flare as you do the work. It's better to hire an arborist to come in and do it with an air spade and, you know, professional equipment. But if you want to do it yourself, it can be done. I've done it myself many times.
I will do that. It seems to have a pretty good flare exposed now, but I'll double check that. And just all these little, I would call it little sucker leaves that are coming out, leave everything on the tree. Don't.
Yeah, right now I would do that. Some of the advice that's swirling around out there is one of the things that I recommend is not doing too much too fast. You know, wait a little bit longer. I think we may be seeing some things actually change when it starts really getting hot. We've had very mild weather so far, so we may see either thing happen. We may see some of the plants leaf out a little better than they have so far. We also may see, once it gets hot, that the plant is stressed and goes the other direction and is in worse trouble or even can die. So I do agree with waiting to see. I don't agree with those people who are saying put out any synthetic fertilizer, because I don't ever recommend that. And I'm also not recommending drilling any holes and injecting anything into the trees at all. The sick tree treatment does not include any of that kind of thing that's invasive to the tree.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. I will talk to you later. And one thing related to the post oak, I also saw something written the other day that I wanted to point out because it was bad advice. It said that galls aren't really an indication of any kind of a problem on trees. A little bit of gall infestation, a few of them here and there, is no problem. It's cosmetic. It's a benign little wasp in most cases that causes those various kinds of galls on a plant. But if a tree is loaded with a whole bunch of galls real heavily, or especially if you see it go from one year to the next and increase in population on the tree, that is a dead giveaway that the tree's really in trouble, that in stress for some reason, and you need to fix it. And the thing that I was showing somebody some of my trees the other day that had galls on them before and are completely clean of galls and mistletoe and things like that now, even hackberry nipple galls, which are very common, by doing the sick tree treatment. Most important step of it is to expose the flare. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Too long-winded there. Judy, I'll get you when we come back, so don't go away. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And as promised, we're going to go chat with Judy on this Mother's Day. Judy and Aubrey. Hi, Judy.
How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I have a tree that's pretty old. I want to say about 200 at least. And one of the limbs fell on one side. So it has the rest of the tree still standing and looking gorgeous. But everybody says that the rest of the tree needs to come down because they feel like there's too much weight on that side of the one that wasn't broken. And I do not want to cut it down, and I'm trying to get advice. And someone said you would know and could tell me what I could possibly do.
Well, Judy, the only problem is not being able to see it. If you have some way to take a picture and send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com, I could maybe help you. It would. Have you had actual arborists come out and tell you that it ought to come down, or just?
I've had two that I've sent pictures to.
Okay.
And they say, you know, with the cavity on the one side,
that they feel like the structure of it for the rest of the tree holding it up, that it probably needs to come down. It would be safer, they say, for it to come down. But I don't see why we couldn't trim some of the limbs off and then just put a brace somehow on that side. Is that something that is possible to do?
Well, it's possible, but without seeing it, I really couldn't give you very comfortable advice on a situation like this. If you can send me some pictures, I'd be glad to look. And if you send it to me, I can send you the name of some arborists that can come out and look at it and give you a different viewpoint. But if you've got, you know, certified arborists coming out and telling you that it's dangerous and it ought to come down, they may be right. I can a lot of times show people how to save a tree that's in pretty bad shape and it hardly ever involves putting a cable in it and putting a brace on it like you suggested or something like that. What I normally recommend is to take off the damaged side and trim the side that's left up a little bit like you also suggested there and apply the entire sick tree treatment and let that side that's left that's not dangerous in any way regrow. You see what I mean? But if it's too much weight going in one direction and the arborists have seen that and it looked like it was going to be difficult to eliminate that tremendous imbalance, they might be right that it'd be too dangerous to leave. I'd have to see it in person or at least see several good photographs to give you a better answer than that.
Yes, sir. Would there be a way that I could text those photos to you? Because I have a way to do that.
Yeah, you can put them in a text message and send them to me, you bet. The best way to do, I got a couple of different ways. Let me think. Let me talk to you off the air. David can tell you how to text something to me. I don't want to just throw that phone number out there for everybody on earth. I'd never get any work done, but I'll tell David to let you know, or you can text it. He'll give you a number you can text it to, and I'll get back with you that way.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Dave, can you help me with that, partner? I appreciate that. Rick in Garland is next up. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. We had an arborist come to our church and inspect all the trees from, you know, all the stuff that's been going on. And one of the things he recommended sounded a little weird to me. He said, of course, the trees are in stress. He did recommend waiting a year to find out what's going to happen. Okay. But he said, because they're in stress, they're susceptible to damage by insects and so forth. And he recommended putting a spray of orange oil up about 6 feet on the trunk from the ground. And I just wanted to see your opinion on that.
Interesting. Sounds like he's an organic person. Is that a good guess?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that, Rick. I'm not sure it'd do all that much good because the orange oil will do two things. When sprayed on the trunk of a tree, it will, when it's sprayed on at 2 ounces or less, it would actually stimulate biological activity. It's a fascinating material. It would do that in the soil. It would do that on the bark of the tree. If you need to kill something like borers or, you know, some other pest, whatever it would be that would be on the trunk, you need to kick it up to at least 4 ounces per gallon, and then it'll soak in and it'll actually kill things as, you know, as problematic as borers. So you got two different uses for orange oil there, but it's two different rates too. So I'm not really sure that it would be worth the expense of doing it. What would be worth the expense of doing it, and these people that are giving all this advice all over Texas about what to do with trees that are in stress, unless they're organic, they're not mentioning the very best thing to do, and I would recommend that in your case, and that's the sick tree treatment. And
right.
The most important step of the sick tree treatment is to expose the flare. And even I meant to mention this a minute ago, even if the flare looks like it's showing a little bit. I've shown some people on several sites where I've consulted lately where the tree has some really dramatic good flares, and then you look at another spot and the trunk is going not only straight down into the ground but almost tilted inward as it's going down. And that can be a spot anywhere from 6 inches to a foot or more that's mixed in with good flares going out. Well, that's a case where it may not be a problem at all, but on the other hand, if you go down at that one spot where it's going into the ground straight or even tilted back, you may find a girdling root there or a problem that of some other kind that's under the ground, a rotted spot or something like that. You see what I mean? So exposing those, even though some of the rest of the flare might be very well exposed, those spots like that, you may have to go down a little bit deeper to get some air to those spots, remove a girdling root, you know, take it away, just like trimming off a bad limb, and that will definitely help. I don't think the orange oil, I don't think it'd be a problem to do it, but I'm not sure it's going to give us a whole lot of advantage.
If it was sprayed, you do recommend diluting it with the water as opposed to full strength?
Yeah, unless you see something you need to kill, I don't think I'd go above 2 ounces.
Okay, sounds good. That just reinforces what I thought.
Okie doke. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Send me some pictures of it. I'd like to see what you're dealing with there.
Okay, will do.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
And who's next? Jim in Fort Worth, I believe. Yeah, Jim, what's up?
Hi. I'd like to ask about using something like indoor-outdoor carpet around squash plants that I'm going to transplant to prevent the squash borers from reproducing. Specifically, my question is, what I'm doing differently is using organic untreated chipped trees as a mulch.
Yeah, I like that better than the carpet, actually, Jim.
Well, is that adequate to prevent the squash borers from
thriving? It'll help. And if you put a couple of other things. One is we've gotten some good reports from people, not 100%, but some people using human hair mixed into the bed preparation under the mulch has worked in some cases very, very well. Also putting beneficial nematodes, this would be a great place to do a beneficial nematode application, and then having your shredded tree trimmings on top of that. I think you're going to have a better overall natural biological control than using carpet or something synthetic.
Okay. Well, that's actually simpler.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. All righty. Let me get back to another question, and you can jump on board. Well, open lines all of a sudden. So come on in here at 866-444-3478. I had a very interesting, in fact, I'm surprised I haven't had this question many, many times before, but it came in recently. It was there this morning, I think. The question was, can I use the person asking the question has some candy from some source. I wanted to know if the candy could be used as the sugar source as part of the natural organic soil building bed preparation thing that I recommend. Of course, the most common thing that I recommend is molasses, liquid or dry. In fact, my next column I'm writing is about that, and I may add some information about the candy idea to that column. That column will run next Thursday in the Dallas Morning News, by the way, and then it'll be on dirtdoctor.com after that. But the answer is, and I throw this out from time to time, but I always do it kind of casually, that you can use any kind of sugars, cakes and candies and things like that. So the answer is yes, you can use old candies as the sugar source as part of the bed preparation, the building. This isn't something I would do over and over and over again. It'd be just like drinking a Coke or a Pepsi over and over and over again. That's not good for you either. Doing it one time gives you a little spike of energy, right? All sugar does. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with the soil. We're trying to give that soil a spike of biological activity, specifically bacteria, and then along with it comes some other things. Some people don't agree with me on that, but they should. So the answer is yes, it'll be fine, but it would be better if you ground the candy into a powder somehow first. Use whatever grinder you might have, or a food processor, or anything like that. You could also put the candy on the driveway and put a piece of plywood over it and drive over it with a car and crush it into a powder that way. So any way of getting it into a finer texture. And once again, this is a one-time deal. This isn't something you do continuously or over and over and over again. It's to spike that biological activity when you're building the soil on the front end. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Ian, it will be your turn calling from California when I come back. We'd like to talk to you, so hang on. Number's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Back with you after this.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should, too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to wheretobuy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And as promised, we will go to Redding, California, and talk to Ian now. Hi, Ian.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I have a two-part question for you.
Sure.
I just purchased a property. It has 4 acres with probably 50-plus super healthy white oaks. And what I'm trying to achieve is be able to irrigate my property with large rain birds so I can keep the grass green all year. And one of the things I was concerned about is whether oversaturating the water would cause my white oaks to become unhealthy.
Well, that's a good question. Changing the environment that they're used to can affect a tree. There's no question about it. The white oak is tougher about that than a post oak. Yours are true white oaks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you could kick the moisture up to some degree. There's going to be some point where the tree's going to not like it too much because of what it's used to. You see what I mean? Changing
yeah.
The environment too drastically. What kind of grass are you trying to grow there, Ian?
Like a mixture of bluegrass and kind of pasture grass style. I just my goal is to be able to go on a zero turn or a riding mower and be able to mow my pasture.
Okay. I tell you what I'd probably consider doing if it was my situation, if I owned the place. I think I might put shredded tree trimmings under the trees out to more or less the drip line of the trees, maybe inside it a little bit. Depends on how close together they are and all that. And have the grass outside of that area, and set up your irrigation. And I'm just thinking out loud here. Set up your irrigation so that it's watering into the mulched area a little bit, but it's primarily watering out where the grass is. And no matter what you set up, if you set up where you're watering, you know, 100% of the area all the way up to the trunks of the trees and all that, which you may have to do that, the key is going to be to water like rain. And that is to do even more of what I normally recommend than I recommend for a regular residential property, and that is water very, very heavily. You know, let the system run a long time where you're really saturating everything, and then go as long as you possibly can before you do it
again. Before I water again.
Right.
Okay.
Imitate nature.
That would go into my second portion of the question. I was planning on going around each of the bases of the trees with retaining wall bricks and being able to get myself about a foot or so high and then filling that void with something like gravel. Now, do you think that would hinder my plants or my trees, I should say? And if so, what would you recommend that I put into that void so that I can go around that with my mower and continue to keep that clean?
All right. Don't let me hurt your feelings here, but I think that'd be a very bad idea, Ian. One is you'd be wasting money. You'd be throwing your money away. Two is you'd be actually damaging the trees.
Okay.
That's why
I'm glad that I spoke with you.
Yeah, to put anything around the base of the tree, that's the worst thing. You know, that's what I spend my life doing is trying to teach people how to take stuff off of the base of the tree, from around the flare. So, no, I don't even want you to put the shredded mulch up all the way up and touching the trunks of the trees. It should start out beyond where the flares dip into the ground. And if the flares aren't showing, that's your first step, your first energy, your first money spent would be removing the soil from the flares of your trees. I wouldn't do that. I'd either keep the irrigation away from the trees completely and just have mulch where the trees are, or and the trees will get plenty of water out beyond the, you know, midway to the drip line and out beyond the drip line. But if you do have to water the entire place all the way to the trunks of the trees, do that pulsing. Water the heck out of it and then let it get pretty dry before you water again. The grass can take it. It'll look stressed a little bit, but as soon as it's watered, it'll kick right back, and the trees will love that situation.
Perfect. I appreciate your time, sir. You have a great day.
You too. One more thing, though. Send me a picture. I'd like to see your trees and see what you're dealing with there, and I may have some other suggestions, okay? Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, enjoying being with you here on Mother's Day. Delighted that some people could take a little time to be with us. And if you can, give me a buzz in this next hour. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's all spelled out, DIRTDOCTOR, Dirt Doctor. .com. I meant to tell you, we didn't have an SPCA report. We didn't get a report at all. Just go to the website and see the wonderful dogs we've had for you in the past. And I'll make a note here. I hope I won't forget it. I want to tell you a little bit of a wildlife story. I had at my office yesterday with some birds. It was kind of fun. I'll give you that little story. And then we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about from your garden, your farm, your ranch, your compost operation. Any pest control problems you have, whatever, give me a call. Talk to you in a minute.